Welcome to Interactive Church. The toppings of the readings for this meeting is A Source of Strength. I shall be reading selected passages from the Bible, from the King James, and as noted from the New English Bible, and also from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. Joshua, and this is from the New English Bible, Balaam, son of Beor, who practiced augury, was among those whom the Israelites put to the sword. Deuteronomy, nevertheless, the Lord thy God would not hearken unto Balaam, but the Lord thy God turned the curse into a blessing unto thee, because the Lord thy God loved thee. The Israelites went forward and encamped in the lowlands of Moab on the further side of the Jordan from Jericho. Balak, son of Zippor, was at that time king of Moab. He sent a deputation to summon Balaam, son of Beor, who was at Pethor by the Euphrates in the land of the Amorites, with this message: Look, an entire nation has come out of Egypt. They cover the face of the country and are settling at my very door. Come at once and lay a curse on them because they are too many for me. Then I may be able to defeat them and drive them from the country. I know that those whom you bless are blessed and those whom you curse are cursed. The elders of Moab and Midian took the fees for augury with them, and they came to Balaam and told him what Balak had said. Spend the night here, he said, and I will give you whatever answer the Lord gives to me. So the Moabite chiefs went with Balaam. So in the morning, Balaam rose and saddled his ass and went with the Moabite chiefs. But God was angry because Balaam was going, and he came riding on his ass, accompanied by his two servants. The angel of the Lord took his stand in the road to bar his way. When the ass saw the angel standing in the road with his sword drawn, she turned off the road into the fields, and Balaam beat the ass to bring her back onto the road. Then the angel of the Lord stood where the road ran through a hollow with fenced vineyards on either side. The ass saw the angel, and crushing herself against the wall, crushed Balaam's foot against it, and he beat her again. The angel of the Lord moved on further and stood in a narrow place where there was no room to turn either to right or left. When the ass saw the angel, she lay down under Balaam. At that, Balaam lost his temper and beat the ass with his stick. The Lord then made the ass speak, and she said to Balaam, "What have I done? This is the third time you have beaten me." Balaam answered the ass, "You have been making a fool of me. If I'd had a sword here, I should have killed you on the spot." But the ass answered, "Am I not still the ass which you have ridden all your life? Have I ever taken such a liberty with you before?" He said, "No." Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes. He saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with his sword drawn, and he bowed down and fell flat on his face before him. The angel said to him, "What do you mean by beating your ass three times like this? I came out to bar your way, but you made straight for me. And three times your ass saw me and turned aside. If she had not turned aside, I should by now have killed you and spared her." Balaam replied to the angel of the Lord, "I have done wrong. I did not know that you stood in the road confronting me. But now, if my journey displeases me, I am ready to go back." The angel of the Lord said to Balaam, "Go on with these men and say only what I tell you." So Balaam went on with Balak's chiefs. The Lord met Balaam and put words in his mouth and said, "Go back to Balak and speak as I tell you." So he went back and found him standing beside his sacrifice with the Moabite chiefs. Balak asked what the Lord had said, and Balaam uttered his oracle. Up, Balak, and listen. Hear what I am charged to say, son of Zippor. God is not a mortal that he should lie, not a man that he should change his mind. Has he not spoken, and will he not make it good? What he has proclaimed he will surely fulfill. I have received a command to bless. I will bless, and I cannot gainsay it. He has discovered no iniquity in Jacob and has seen no mischief in Israel. The Lord their God is with them, acclaimed among them as king. What its curving horns are to the wild ox, God is to them who brought them out of Egypt. Surely there is no divination in Jacob and no augury in Israel. And now is the time to save Jacob and of Israel. See what God has wrought. Behold, a people rearing up like a lioness, rampant like a lion. He will not couch until he devours the prey and drinks the blood of the slain. Then Balak said to Balaam, you will not denounce them, at least do not bless them. And he answered, did I not warn you that I must do all the Lord tells me? King James. 2 Peter, the dumb ass speaking with man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. And again from the New English Bible, 2 Corinthians. Sharing in God's work, we urge this appeal upon you. You have received the grace of God. Do not let it go for nothing. We recommend ourselves by the innocence of our behavior, our grasp of truth, our patience and kindliness, by gifts of the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by declaring the truth, by the power of God. Proverbs. He that is void of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holdeth his peace. I neither learned wisdom, nor have the knowledge of the holy. Who hath ascended up into heaven, or descended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fist? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name, and what is his son's name, if thou canst tell? There be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. The conies are but a feeble folk, yet make they their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no kings, yet go they forth all of them by bands. The spider taketh hold with her hands and is in kings' palaces. Luke. There was a certain man before him which had the dropsy, and Jesus answering spake unto the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? And they held their peace, and he took him and healed him and let him go, and answered them, saying, which of you shall have an ass or an ox fallen into a pit, and will not straightway pull him out on the Sabbath day. And they could not answer him again these things. Isaiah, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. 1 Peter, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. And God in all things, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. To those natural Christian scientists, the ancient worthies, and to Christ Jesus, God certainly revealed the spirit of Christian Science, if not the absolute letter. All of God's creatures moving in the harmony of science are harmless, useful, indestructible. A realization of this grand verity was a source of strength to the ancient worthies. It supports Christian healing and enables its possessor to emulate the example of Jesus. God creates all forms of reality. His thoughts are spiritual realities. Mind, joyous in strength, dwells in the realm of mind. Mind's infinite ideas run and disport themselves. In humility, they climb the heights of holiness. Moral courage is the lion of the tribe of Judah, the king of the mental realm. Free and fearless, it roams in the forest. Undisturbed, it lies in the open field or rests in green pastures beside the still waters. In the figurative transmission from the divine thought to the human, diligence, promptness, and perseverance are likened to the cattle upon a thousand hills. They carry the baggage of stern resolve and keep pace with highest purpose. Tenderness accompanies all the might imparted by spirit. The individuality created by God is not carnivorous, as witness the millennial estate pictured by Isaiah. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. God is not separate from the wisdom he bestows. The talents he gives, we must improve. The higher nature of man is not governed by the lower. If it were, the order of wisdom would be reversed. Deity was satisfied with his work. How could he be otherwise, since the spiritual creation was the outgrowth, the emanation of his infinite self-containment and immortal wisdom? If selfishness has given place to kindness, we shall regard our neighbor unselfishly and bless them that curse us, that we shall never meet this great duty simply by asking that it may be done. Human capacity is slow to discern and to grasp God's creation and the divine power and presence which go with it, demonstrating its spiritual origin. Angels are God's representatives. These upward-soaring beings never lead towards self, sin, or materiality, but guide to the divine principle of all good, whither every real individuality, image, or likeness of God gathers. Adam, a product of nothing as the mimicry of something, an unreality as opposed to the great reality of spiritual existence and creation, that of which wisdom saith, thou shalt surely die. As human thought changes from one stage to another of conscious pain and painlessness, sorrow and joy, from fear to hope, and from faith to understanding, The visible manifestation will at last be man governed by soul, not by material sense. The seasons will come and go with changes of time and tide, cold and heat, latitude and longitude. The agriculturist will find these changes cannot affect his crops. The mariner will have dominion over the atmosphere and the great deep, over the fish of the sea and the fowls of the air. The astronomer will no longer look up to the stars. He will look out from them upon the universe. And the florist will find his flower before its seed. The problem of nothingness or dust to dust will be solved, and mortal mind will be without form and void, for mortality will cease when man beholds himself as God's reflection, even as man sees his reflection in a glass. All science is divine. This concludes the readings.